to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a Halloween display on Maple Avenue in Troy, New York, on a sunny October day, comes to us from yours truly as I was rolling through the neighborhood on the way back to the garage at the end of the workday on the 7th. Well, Halloween is only 11 days away, and although I don't have any plans to celebrate in any significant way this year, I have already fallen victim to the temptation to overindulge on candy treats. And for those who don't know, that is kind of a mini personal disaster. Since December, I've decided to trust the Lord to help me overcome my food addiction and get healthy by transitioning from obese to overweight. Through my faith, a food plan, and accountability, I've had some success and was on my way to optimal health. But lately, I've been a little less disciplined in monitoring what I've been eating, and over the last couple of weeks, watched the weight loss stop and actually gained a pound or two. I was keeping an eye on it and even confessed my failings to my coach, but hadn't taken any drastic measures to right the ship because I was basically staying on plan in terms of the things that I was eating. It's just that I compromised the amounts and not staying on schedule with my regular fuelings to keep the tank full so I wouldn't binge eat. So I started slipping a little bit, but I figured I would just stick to my regular routine and I would be back on track in a week. Well, the thing is, my regular schedule has been drastically changed this week because I am volunteering my time at Freedom in Christ Ministries Fall Practicum at Grace Fellowship Church in Latham until today. And man, can I tell you that Grace Fellowship really knows how to put on a conference and provide for their guests. The staff and volunteers at Grace Fellowship have met all the needs of the attendees of the practicum by catering for breakfast, lunch, and snacks throughout the day, throughout the afternoon. On day one, I was pleased to see that they provided healthy options like salads, meats, and yogurt so I wouldn't have to go off plan. But I also noticed that they made available a nice variety of full-size candy bars. On day one, for breakfast, I stayed on plan. For lunch, I stayed on plan. But as the afternoon dragged on and the coffee didn't seem to be doing its job to keep me alert, a funny thing happened. The full-size Reese's peanut butter cups made me aware of their presence, and they seemed to start communicating to me telepathically from the hallway in which the snacks were made available to freely partake of. Like Pookie in New Jack City, I was overcome by temptation as the peanut butter cups just be calling me, man, be calling me, man, and I just had to go do it. So, like many addicts who give in to temptation, when I fell hard. If you went to the snack table late in the afternoon on Monday, you may have wondered what happened to all the Reese's peanut butter cups. I can tell you that there were some, but they gone now. My cravings drove me to be in for a penny, in for a pound. You may also wonder what happened to all the 100 grand bars and the Baby Ruths. Oh yeah, there weren't many, granted, probably less than 10 apiece, but what was there were consumed by me by the end of Monday afternoon. So Tuesday came, and as those varieties of candies were all gone, I moved on to the Twix and peanut M&Ms, and I am somewhat pleased to say that while I had a couple of bags of M&Ms and several Twix bars yesterday, I didn't eat them all. Also yesterday, while I did overindulge in dessert and had a can of Coke at the evening meal at one of the volunteers' homes, I ended up confessing my relapse to several of the attendees, assuring them that I had only succumbed to missionary rules, which refers to the understanding that you shouldn't refuse the hospitality of hosts for eating, and would repent of my sugar relapse after the practicum was over. And so I confess to you, here on the blog and the podcast, we as humans are not strong, and the enemy knows our weaknesses. Be it sex, alcohol, drugs, or Reese's peanut butter cups, the enemy will come after you and tempt you to fall into the sins of the flesh. The problem is that saying the devil made me do it isn't well received as an excuse, and if we are honest with ourselves, we know that we are personally responsible for our choices. So that's why I threw myself under the bus last night. I had to confess my sins to my brothers and sisters in Christ so I could start the process of healing. While they can't stop me from making those bad choices 24/7, confessing our falls to our brothers and sisters in Christ does two things. One, it takes the darkness and puts it into the light. Once the jig is up, we can stop running and hiding. We are only as sick as our secrets, so instead of keeping my eating a secret and continuing in my dark and delectable shame, I told on myself so I can turn from it and go back to the ways that made me feel healthy again. Number two, it makes me accountable. I confessed my fall to others and to God so I could show that I repented and don't intend to repeat my sins. So while I made no promises to anyone in particular not to indulge in sweets today at the final day of the practicum, I will probably comment to anyone I confessed to last night that I am back on track today and demonstrate it by abstaining from the sugary snacks and desserts that I indulged in over the last 2 days. The enemy loves to pull the old trick-or-treat of temptation on us, but if we confess our weaknesses to others and to the Lord, we can successfully turn from the error of our ways and lean on and follow the Lord to start the walk down Victory Road once again. Until we are glorified, we will not win every battle with temptation, but when we utilize the body of Christ to help us and go to God in repentance and ask for His strength and guidance, we can overcome. The struggles are real, but the victory and freedom in Christ is real too. Even the most successful athletic teams sometimes get blown out by a seeming underdog, but when they do, true champions don't quit. They admit their defeat and their mistakes, but then they go back to the drawing board, figure out where they went wrong, and reapply the disciplines of their craft that made them successful in the first place, and go back into battle and conquer. Likewise, if we fall down, we just need to take the Lord's hand, get back up by telling the truth, and by repenting and leaning on the Lord to give us strength for the next victory parade. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 37:8, which says, "Stop being angry, turn from your rage, do not lose your temper, it only leads to harm." Today's verse is a warning to those who misapply "be angry and do not sin" from Ephesians 4:26 and walk around frosty with what they think of as righteous indignation. Today's verse tells us not to be angry, to turn from our rage, and to not lose our temper because it only leads to harm. While we can be angry at sin and work against the kingdom of darkness in many ways, we as Christians should realize that while our anger can motivate us to do many things for the kingdom of God, anger is not to be our default setting. After "be angry and sin not," Ephesians 4:26 advises not to let the sun go down on your wrath, meaning that an angry disposition is not the attitude that Christians should be walking through life with, because as today's verse, it indicates, it only leads to harm. We are not to be trusted in our anger. When our emotions run hot, we generally do or say regrettable things that cause harm. The negative consequences of anger are vast, affecting others outwardly and affecting the angry person inwardly. Anger is not one of the fruits of the Spirit. So as Christians, we examine our anger for the root causes and seek to resolve them. Often anger comes from ignorance, imposing our wills or expectations on others, or bitterness and unforgiveness. The wisdom of God teaches the truth about the world and our position in Christ. When we utilize the truth of God's word, we can see things as they truly are, from God's perspective, which tells us to forgive even our enemies. When we are angry, we usually forget who we are in Christ or who God is and how that truth answers all the situations we will face here on earth. So keep walking and talking with God. Tell Him what makes you angry. Get it off your chest with your Heavenly Father, and then listen to His counsel and try to see things through the lens of truth. Walking with God and living according to His ways may not resolve all the problems of the world, but when we remain in a close walk with Him, we can navigate through this world with wisdom and have peace by seeing how things truly are and knowing that God has the course of the world in His hands. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from June Hunt's Dating, Secrets to Great Relating When Dating. Today's question is, what are the red flags of destructive dating? And so if you're not aware of the fact that there could be some red flags in your relationship, go to mtforchrist.org and check out today's resource from June Hunt. That's at the bottom of today's blog post. We thank you for listening. As always, we invite people to check out our discipleship classes that can help you walk in the Spirit and grow closer to God and experience your freedom and victory in Christ that you might have to reclaim on occasion. But we do instruct in that regard. And if you'd like to join in a discipleship relationship with me, just contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials for those classes. Like I said, Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and we currently are doing a season, a series for Freedom in Christ. We also do a Bible study discussion. So I go and I lean on my brothers, Arthur and Susanna Singati, and we discuss the things of God every week. And so you can check out those on the podcast as well. Let's see. I think that's about all the announcements I have. We'll be teaching the next installment of Freedom in Christ at Rock Solid Church in Hudson tomorrow evening. And we look forward to that. And we'll be uploading the podcast for Lesson 7 later tomorrow night. So we'll stay on track with that. And like I said, it's not always easy walking how we're supposed to. But through confession and repentance, we can get back on track. And it might require some fasting and prayer or just some accountability to those who are walking with us. So we shouldn't be discouraged when we sin. Christ has covered our sins. We're forgiven of them. And when we confess our sins, we can be healed of them, meaning we can turn from them and not be in bondage to them. And we can enjoy the freedom of God's grace in our life. So I encourage you to be healthy and walk with the Lord and walk in the Spirit. Let's close in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. And we thank you for your love. Lord, we pray for the people listening today that the Holy Spirit would anoint their lives. And we hope that they'll be protected. Well, we ask for their protection, their provision, their prosperity, and for you to bless them, Lord. We pray for healing for anyone suffering from disease. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.